And doing it live on a Wednesday, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. You are listening to Pensacola Right Now. It is Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. A lot to get to today. We start by wishing a happy String Cheese Day to all that's all who celebrate. I would like to get something off my chest here right off the bat. So I was reading through some of the texts that were sent out earlier during Andrew's show. They talked about this as well. And I think by and large, most of Pensacola residents on board that string cheese should be eaten the way it is intended, one string at a time. And I just want it for the record to say that anybody who chooses just to bite right into it is a psychopath. So I just had to get that right off the bat. Gracie, are you a psychopath?
I am not, but I also can't remember the last time I had a string cheese. So,
well, that is unfortunate in its own right.
Yeah, so I'm a psychopath for a different reason.
So we've had,
but I'm a puller.
Yeah, so we've had National Cheese Pizza Day last week that we celebrated. We had National Cheeseburger Day on Monday. Did you get a chance to celebrate that?
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
Neither did I. Will you celebrate National String Cheese Day? I mean, I think it's appropriate given that you haven't had one in a long time.
Yeah, no, if I am going to have one to anytime soon, it should be today. So I might have to grab one on the way home.
I mean, look, they're available. You don't even have to go to the grocery store nowadays. You can just go to the convenience store.
Yeah.
They sell them individually, so you
Perfect.
Can get it done that way. Well, we do have a lot to get to today. 850-437-1620 is the text line. You can weigh in on that, whether you're a psychopath or not. Of course, appreciate your messages, your traffic and news tips. Certainly keep those coming in over the next 3 hours today. We do start with our top three stories right before we get to our first check of the roads and weather this afternoon. And a pretty testy exchange on Capitol Hill today as Attorney General Merrick Garland in the hot seat in front of the House Judiciary Committee, which includes our own Congressman Matt Gaetz. And as you may expect, grilling the Attorney General on all ranges of topics, mostly centered, though, around the Bidens, Hunter, and the president, of course.
Do you know about the money that moved through Rob Walker's shell companies, yes or no?
As I have said repeatedly, I have left these matters to Mr. Weiss. I've not intruded. I've not interfered. I've not tried to find out what he knows.
It's like you're looking the other way on purpose because everybody knows this stuff's happening. And you know what? People don't pay bribes to not get something in return.
So that's just one comment there. Garland also testifying before the House Judiciary Committee saying he's not the president's lawyer. Republicans accused the DOJ of unfairly targeting former President Trump while ignoring evidence of wrongdoing by President and Hunter Biden. Federal Reserve deciding to leave interest rates alone today.
We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective.
Jerome Powell, chairman there. Interest rates have gone up 11 times since last March. There is expected to be at least one more rate hike before the end of the year. Also, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will be sidestepping Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville over at least three military promotions. The Senate is expected to vote soon on three senior-level military officers. Schumer will allow the one-off votes after previously saying it would risk politicizing the military. Tuberville has held up more than 300 nominations in protest of the Pentagon's abortion policy. Those are top three stories today. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, roads are looking pretty good right now. We do have some slowdowns at Mobile Highway just south of Bellevue Avenue. There was a small accident there right near the Whataburger, but other than that, we're looking pretty good. We do have some slowdowns going throughout Gulf Breeze proper. That's going to be in both directions near Shoreline Drive. So not 100% of what is causing the slowdowns. No, don't have reports of an accident right now, but if you do have details, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Also, we're taking a look at weather. We have overcast skies right now. It's 81 in our area, and we do have some chances of rain. So taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have rain currently going throughout the Warrington area, as well as Perdido Key into West Pensacola. And also, we are still going to be getting some rain throughout the rest of this evening, most likely going through Gulf Breeze and Garcon Point fairly soon. If you see something else, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our local headlines today, we start in Santa Rosa County. A deadly shooting under investigation in East Milton. It happened at around 3 o'clock, according to Channel 3. A domestic violence incident believed to be at the center of this. One person dead and another suspect is in custody at this hour. No further information on that. Also, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson in the Midway area this morning announcing the forfeiture of another drug house, this one at 5912 Congress Street.
We have responded to this trailer behind us 76 times. And that's for everything from warrant services. We've served two search warrants here. We've arrested people out of the house, and they continue to sell drugs. They kept doing it.
And right after Sheriff Johnson announced the forfeiture, the mobile home was torn down by an excavator. Two suspects, Damian Cleish and Sandra Al-Sayed, were previously arrested on drug trafficking charges. And as far as the property, Commission Chairman Colton Wright says it'll be reused into an affordable housing opportunity. Trial date now set for the man accused in last month's deadly shooting outside of Mugs and Jugs. 25-year-old Christian Ketchup's trial will start on January 16th next year. He's charged with first-degree premeditated murder in the death of 25-year-old Tierra Binion. Also in the city of Pensacola, of course, preparations now well in advance, and final preparations are continuing for the big move from Baptist Hospital's Legacy Campus to the new facility on Brent Lane.
We've had packing and tagging seminars for our team. Each department has a checklist of the equipment that's needed to move, any special requirements for that commitment. We're partnered with a company that this is all they do is move hospitals.
Wow,
and
okay.
Move health care equipment.
Get the experts, yeah.
It's a very specialized process.
And that is Hospital President Brett Aldridge there with Andrew and the Pensacola Morning News today. Of course, the big switch happens Saturday morning early, 3 a.m., when the Legacy Campus ER closes and the new ER opens immediately after that. Also, PPD continuing to look into the shooting outside of Workman Middle School last night during a basketball game. Still looking to identify a suspect there. If you have any information, you should contact PPD or Crime Stoppers. The victim was shot possibly multiple times. However, they are expected to survive. 420 now, News Radio 92.3. We're taking a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google?
Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
With the quick fuse, I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get traffic on the fives in just a bit. But first, let me tell you about Taste of Gulf Breeze. It's the 10th annual Taste of Gulf Breeze, and it's going to be on Friday, October 6th. It's outside the Gulf Breeze Community Center from 6 to 9. So you can taste your way through 60 local favorite foods and drink spots while they compete for the coveted Golden Spatula Awards. So it's a really fun event, lots of great food, lots of great drinks. You can get your tickets now at our website, newsradio923.com. So taking a real quick look at our roads, we're looking good throughout I-10, I-1, and we do still have some slight slowdowns on Mobile Highway. That's going to be in both the north and southbound direction in between Bellevue Avenue and Softy Field Road. That is due to a small accident. Looks like it's right near the Whataburgers and the Culver's. Also, we do have some slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze. That is going to be due to an accident. It's off of Shoreline Drive, and we are seeing some slowdowns right around the Pensacola Beach Bridge and the beach sign if you're making your way towards the 3 Mile Bridge, so towards Shoreline Drive and towards Gulf Breeze proper. So expect some delays there. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you have any info, just give a call to the traffic line. For weather, we do have some rain throughout our area. So taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we do have rain throughout Gulf Breeze proper area, Pensacola Beach, as well as Warrington. And we do have some overcast skies throughout the rest of this afternoon. It's 81 and overcast throughout our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
By the way, just seeing this coming in, City of Pensacola announcing that Delta will be adding a nonstop flight to New York from Pensacola International Airport. So looking at the news release, it says 6 day per week service in November and daily service in December as well. It'll be flying into LaGuardia. Daily flights generally scheduled to leave Pensacola 2:10 and arrive at around 5:41. And then flights leaving LaGuardia at 11:15 Eastern, arriving in Pensacola at about 1:30. So starting in November for the holidays, nonstop flights from Pensacola to New York and vice versa. So pretty cool story there. Looking at our state headlines now, we'll start in Tallahassee, where state emergency operations officials say that they have now broken ground on the new State Emergency Operations Center, again in the state capital.
The current EOC was only built to withstand Category 3 hurricane force winds. Our new building will have the ability to withstand winds of up to 200 miles an hour, well over a Category 5 wind speed.
And the new operation will more than double the number of people who can respond to natural disasters and emergencies, and the emergency center should open in about 2 years.
Also, a heads up for Citizens Property Insurance customers. For some of you, a letter is on the way which offers a switch to coverage from a private company. They'd like people to respond by the 10th of October, and they could be forced to a more expensive policy.
We're looking for an average increase of about 11.5% for most homeowners. Beginning December 16th, these new rates will kick in once we get the final approval from the office.
So this comes as state regulators are expected to make a decision soon on citizens' request for an 11.5% height rate.
Yeah, FDLE says that they've arrested all four people suspected of hanging anti-Semitic hate banners along the Daryl Carter Parkway Bridge in Orlando. This happened back on June 10th. The suspects allegedly placed the banners that included swastika flags and racist messages that hung directly over I-4.
Governor Ron DeSantis is pledging to push gas prices down to $2 per gallon if elected in 2024. Governor Ron DeSantis says that he'll target the issue along with energy costs in office. He says that he will unleash American energy dominance as a way to stop inflation in 2025.
Taking a look at some national headlines quickly here. New York police still looking for a third suspect in the deadly drug exposure case at a daycare. The daycare owner and tenant are being held on federal charges, but the daycare owner's husband is still on the loose after authorities say he left with two full shopping bags in an attempt to cover it up. Also, two hearings are expected to be held Friday in the Brian Koberger case. One will be behind closed doors. The defense will argue the indictment was based on a biased grand jury, while the second will be a motion to dismiss the indictment based on grounds that there was an error in grand jury instructions. Also tomorrow, Ukrainian President Zelensky will meet with congressional leaders on Capitol Hill. This comes as Congress is currently weighing the request to approve more than $20 billion in additional aid to Ukraine. An age limit for politicians is being proposed in Congress, but it's not sitting well with some older lawmakers.
I think it is important to point out that the Founding Fathers rejected it.
Yeah, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is 73 years old. She would only have 2 years left under the proposal, which would cap political service at age 75. I believe there's something in the Declaration of Independence that talks about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. One could argue that, hey, being in Congress when I'm 88 years old is making me happy. So I'm not sure this is going to go anywhere, but still interesting discussion there. What do you think about age limits in Congress? Let us know your thoughts.
Fox News, I'm Matt Napolitano. Things getting heated between lawmakers as Attorney General Merrick Garland testified before the House Judiciary Committee.
Why would Joe Biden say that as the vice president? Why would he say such a thing? Was it policy? Was it our policy at the time? Yes or no? It wasn't. I have documents here. Interagency Policy Committee dated October 15th.
Point of information, is the gentleman ever going to let the gentleman
I'm on my time, pipe down.
Texas Congressman Troy Nehls shouting down ranking member Jerry Nadler. President Biden launching a new partnership for workers' rights with Brazil's president.
I'm proud that my administration is characterized as the most pro-union administration in American history.
This as Biden administration officials have stepped back from labor talks between United Auto Workers and Detroit's Big Three automakers. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A new Alexa? Yeah, she's on the way. At a company event today, Amazon unveiled a smarter and more conversational version of its voice assistant, equipped with features powered by generative AI. Amazon says its new Alexa with a more human-like voice will be part of a new feature, Let's Chat, to be rolled out in an early preview for existing Echo owners in the coming weeks. Fed Reserve policymakers, as expected, voted to hold interest rates steady for the time being, but they also signaled a likelihood of one more hike before the end of the year in the ongoing effort to tame inflation. The central bank also indicated it may well be necessary to keep rates at current levels well into next year. Stocks turned lower not long after that news broke today, finishing the session firmly in the red. The S&P 500 slid 41 points, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 76, and the Nasdaq Composite tumbled 209 or 1.5%. U.S. oil futures settled modestly lower, a loss of about 1%. That's your money now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. Shohei Ohtani is entering free agency, but not without some serious red flags. Ohtani had surgery on his elbow Tuesday, but neither he nor his agent is confirming exactly what type of surgery he had. The doctor who performed the surgery was confident Shohei would be ready for opening day 2024 as a hitter and by 2025 as a pitcher. How can he be so certain when Ohtani's rehab hasn't started yet? I'm Maggie Gray.
Need new hires for fall before summer ends? You need Indeed. Their hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stay ahead of fall hiring needs with Indeed. Their end-to-end platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. The Southeast Premier Cybersecurity Conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes AFCEA TechNet CyberCoast Track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good in-depth conversation with the president of Baptist Hospital, Brett Aldridge, about the move coming up on Saturday, what that's going to mean for folks. Key takeaway, by the way, is that the old emergency room stops taking patients and operating at 3 a.m. The new one opens at 3 a.m. because by law you can only have one in operation. You can't have in multiple locations. Lots of other stuff from that interview. You can listen to the whole thing at newsradio923.com on the podcast page for the Pensacola Morning News.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.37 on News Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola Right Now. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a rundown of what's going on this Wednesday night in sports. We're looking good right now. We do have a couple areas with slow-moving traffic. That's going to include Mobile Highway in between Bellevue and Softy Field Road. In the northbound direction, there's an accident and still seeing some small delays because of that. Also, our slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze proper have mostly cleared up. You're still going to see a little bit of some slowdowns there. There was an accident right off of Shoreline Drive, but other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you see something else on the road slowing you down this afternoon, please give a call to the traffic line 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms pop back up around the area Wednesday, but this weather's not going to really last too much longer. Maybe an evening shower or storm, and then overnight it'll be partly cloudy with a low near 70. Next couple of days, all right, Thursday, we do have a slight chance, maybe 20%, that something will pop up. But Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weather will be dry. Highs will be in the upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's overcast in 81 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, 80 in Gulf Breeze. We still have some light rain throughout downtown Pensacola and into West Pensacola, as well as some parts of Gulf Breeze. If you see anything else on the roads, the traffic line's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. Texter says there should be an age limit in Congress, Senate, President, and Supreme Court. They work for the citizens. There are a couple now who should resign. You can weigh in on that, 850-437-1620. I personally do not disagree that there are a couple now who should resign. I just think it's a very hard sell to be able to institute an age limit because, again, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I would think, kind of a slippery slope when you say, hey, if you are this age, you can no longer do a particular thing. Now, I can agree and say, hey, they probably shouldn't do that. And it's because they work for the citizens, where I think it's up to the citizens to vote them out if they feel that way. But instituting a blanket age limit on certain positions, in my opinion, I would not think to be appropriate. And again, I don't really see this going anywhere. But again, you can text in your thoughts, 850-437-1620. A quick note of what's happening around the sports world today. Major League Baseball, the Braves played earlier today, lost to the Phillies 6-5. Rays and Angels starting at 5:40 in Tampa, as well as the Marlins hosting the Mets at 5:40 start time there. And that one is on FS1, by the way. NFL news today, Kareem Hunt did end up re-signing with the Cleveland Browns. Of course, this after Nick Chubb's season-ending injury on Monday night. Also, the Giants have ruled out Saquon Barkley for Thursday night football, also without left tackle Andrew Thomas, as the Giants take on the San Francisco 49ers on the road. Not sure that's a great game tomorrow. Health, business, and science notes here, 4:40 at News Radio 92.3. The FDA is saying no to Neffy, the first nasal spray alternative to the EpiPen for people with life-threatening allergies. In a surprise move, the FDA has rejected Neffy, demanding the ARS Pharmaceuticals do more testing on its nasal spray to support approval.
Also, we do have a caller on the line talking about our topic on term limits.
Okay.
So just going to let them share their thoughts now.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I certainly think there should be term limits, but I also think there should be age limits. And I think our society as a whole has age restrictions on, I mean, hundreds of things, from you know, age you can drink, age you can drive, age you can be in the military. But it also has age limits on government pursuits. Like if you want to be president, you have to be 36 years old. Why not 35? So they can say you're too young to be president. Why not say you're too old to be president? And then the flip side of that also, there's a medical reason. If you look at the rates of dementia in society as a whole, when you're 70, 75 years old, your chance of having some form of dementia is in the 60% range. Over half of those people have some form of dementia. Is that who we really want running the Congress? And is that who we really want if they've been in Congress 30 years and now they're demented, but their seat is so secure because their name is recognized as pretty much the owner of that seat?
No, I think that those are excellent points. I absolutely agree with that, that the sentiment there. I would say that it's not going to go anywhere, but I mean, I certainly understand the sentiment of that. And like I said, I agree that I agree with the idea of it. I just don't, not sure that it flies. You know, maybe if there was a nationwide vote on it, I don't know if that would change it or not. But I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. Yeah, a good call there. Another texter. If they can put an age limit on pilots, why can't they put age limits on people driving our country? Another interesting point. I would, my initial response, and again, this not that I believe, I'm just saying, well, my initial response is, well, pilots directly impact life or death scenarios, but you could make the argument that lawmakers do as well. Mm-hmm. So I stopped my own self from retorting that. But that's a great point as well. Again, you taking your text on that, also call the call line is different, right? Or is it the same?
Call line is the same as text, okay. Different as the traffic line. But 850-437-1620. Feel free to share.
Good interactions there. We certainly welcome that. 443 here at News Radio 92.3. Continuing on with the health, business, and science notes, Kraft is recalling American cheese slices over a potential choking hazard. The company says nearly 84,000 individually wrapped singles were affected when one of their wrapping machines malfunctioned, making it possible that a thin strip of film could stick to the slice.
Also, if you ever had maybe your kid play Fortnite and charge your card on accident, the Federal Trade Commission is now accepting applications for refunds through its $245 million settlement for makers of the video game Fortnite. So yesterday, the FTC started notifying parents whose child's made purchases on the games without permission. Last year, the FTC accused the Epic Games of making it easy for children to rack up charges without parental consent. So parents can apply for refunds on the FTC's website by January 17th. So make sure to check that out if you have some Fortnite charges on there that you weren't expecting.
Also, Elon Musk's controversial new company Neuralink is now recruiting for its first human clinical trial. They received approval from an independent review board to begin offering brain implants to paralysis patients. Patients in the trial will get a chip surgically implanted in the part of their brain that controls movement.
445, going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking pretty good on our roads with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Our slowdowns on Mobile Highway have cleared up, as well as throughout Gulf Breeze proper. Not going to see anything slowing you down there anymore. We do have some typical afternoon traffic. Davis Highway near Brent Lane is slow moving, as well as some parts of University Parkway getting on to Davis Highway. Expect that typical afternoon traffic. But other than that, looking pretty good. And if you do see something, give a call to the traffic line, 850-226-2611. Coming up for weather, we are going to see beautiful weather towards the end of the week. Tomorrow, another slight chance of rain in the afternoon, just at 20%. And tonight, we still have some chances of rain. Right now, we do still have a couple patches of light rain throughout Pensacola, as well as a couple patches throughout Molino as well. But if you do, you know, see anything else on the roads or you have a weather update, always feel free to call it in, 850-226-2611. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at pop culture notes today. Some never-before-heard recordings by the Beatles are up for auction. The collection of six tapes containing rehearsals, unreleased albums, and interviews is expected to fetch between $300,000 and $500,000. The auction runs through Friday at GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com.
Also, some folks hanging out in Vegas over the weekend may find themselves coming up in the new U2 music video. I'm sure Andrew's upset about this one.
Uh-huh.
So U2 surprised people with making a performance of their new song, Atomic City. It turned into a flatbed into a stage on Fairmont Street to shoot the video for the song, and they're opening their residency at the brand new arena that's coming up on September 29th.
Yeah, the Sphere Arena, that big
globe
thing there, which apparently I saw a story a couple weeks ago. Nobody figured out to put the panels on that were waterproof. Because it rained and then everything kind of shorted out. So I'm assuming they have since gotten that corrected. But yeah, apparently nobody thought that one through quite all the way. I mean, it is like, amazing, though. That thing is.
Yeah, no, it looks like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, especially the one where it's like the moon is literally like right smack dab in the middle of downtown Vegas. I love that. One more. So, Gracie, you are a Yellowstone fan, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so did you check out the season premiere on CBS on Sunday?
I didn't.
Okay.
I haven't. Not that I haven't been into it, but I haven't like gotten hyped up for this new season just
all right.
yet.
So well,
I'm
it
sure
is
I'll
the final season, is
yep.
it not? Okay.
Yep.
So big boost on network TV as CBS had it Sunday night right after 60 Minutes, and it brought in 6.5 million viewers. So CBS has been airing Yellowstone and other Paramount Plus shows as a way to fill out its fall schedule due to the ongoing actor and writer strikes. So makes sense on that.
Also, last one in pop culture before we get a quick break. Danny Masterson's wife has filed for divorce. So that's just 2 weeks after he was sentenced for the 30 years in prison for sexual assaults. They cite that they have irreconcilable differences, and she's also requesting that she gets custody of their daughter. Just shy of 4:49, we're going to get a real quick break and come back with some wacky and weird stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. That's tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gracie, News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620 is the text line. A couple topics we are discussing with you today. You can certainly weigh in. One being that there is a proposal in Congress to put an age limit for politicians there. Just curious to know what you think of that. Yay or nay? 850-437-1620. The other thing that we're about to talk about here right after traffic and weather is, do you, or if you are now married, did you have any weird dating requirements? There is a social media post that has gone viral as people are weighing in with some of their weird dating requirements, and some of those are quite interesting. We will get to that here momentarily right after Gracie has an update on the roads and our weather.
Well, roads are looking good with I-10-I-110 not showing any delays. Also, nothing to slow you down throughout Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. If you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we still have some light rain throughout our area, just a couple small patches of light rain throughout West Pensacola. But other than that, looking pretty good. If you do see something else, of course, give a call to the traffic line. Overcast in 81 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Gracie, what about you? Do you have any weird dating requirements? Have you at any point?
I don't think I do.
Okay.
The thing that's a little bit funny is a lot of these things on the list, I feel like my boyfriend is, yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I'm pretty lax.
I guess so.
Like one of them, no flip-flops on dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, so some of the favorites here on this one, they have to snore because snoring is so cute. They can't have a gym pick or dog because I don't want to get up on a weekend morning with a hangover and need to do stuff. Another one says, no fishing pics on your profile. I love fishing, but if it's one of your main photos shows you holding a fish, then you're super basic to me. I think that's a little much there. Let's see. No obsession with cryptocurrency. That's another one. And another says no politics. It's good to care. It's good to have opinions and it's good to vote. But if your political party is a part of your identity, it's a hard no. Any favorites that you have there that stand out?
I will say one that I kind of agree with is no picky eaters. It's really hard, and like my boyfriend's not like this now, but I have dated someone in the past where they just didn't eat anything like good.
Okay.
And it was so hard to be like, oh, let's go do this. Oh, I would never eat that. I would never want to go there. I'm like, okay, well.
I can understand that. Yeah, right. So you let us know, 850-437-1620. Did you or do you have any sort of weird dating requirements? You can let us know that. Some other wacky and weird stories happening today. So the Apple, and this may actually fall into good news category for some of you. Apple's latest iPhone update has a new feature called Sensitive Content Warning. It'll automatically blur out racy photos and text that you may not want to see. You can turn the feature on in your settings. The pic will come through, but it's blurry with a message that says this may be sensitive. You'll have to click a button if you want to see said image.
Also, one more wacky and weird one from TikTok that maybe will work. Maybe try it out. Viral TikTok hack claims that if you leave a clove of garlic on your toilet at night, it'll leave your bathroom smelling better. So apparently, if you're supposed to peel one clove, drop it in the bowl, let it soak. Do it twice a week. Some people think that it's a waste of garlic, though. Maybe you just need to clean your toilet more often. Yeah.
I agree with the second sentiment there. Also, a 61-year-old guy in Northern California got stabbed by a 33-year-old random trespasser over the weekend, but then pulled the knife out and stabbed him with it.
Call an ambulance! Call an ambulance! But not for me!
Yeah, that's what I thought of, too. The 61-year-old then used the knife to subdue the suspect until cops got there. That happened Saturday near San Francisco. Neither one suffering life-threatening injuries. Cops did arrest the younger suspect for attempted murder and elder abuse. So, pretty interesting there.
Well, in some good news, one actually coming from Florida, cops in Tampa ended up rescuing 10 people late last week after their boat started sinking near a place called Beer Can Island. So the sheriff's office said that their evacuation unit quickly spotted the pontoon boat and helped guide them back to the marina to the location.
A couple texts coming in. We asked the question, did you have any weird dating requirements? I would not consider this weird. No smoking. Yeah. That's hard 100% on me, too. Another one says, I required men to know all 5 verses of Amazing Grace. I married the man who told me there are 6, 20 years and still madly in love. So a good news story to finish off that, and a little bit of trickery to make sure that the men were on board there. So very cool. 4:59 now at News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. 12-minute break for us. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. Busy day in Santa Rosa County. I'm sure they'll have an update on the deadly shooting in East Milton. Also, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson talking about a forfeiture of a home that they seized. Demolished it today and are rebuilding it as affordable housing. So a little good and bad there, but good. We prefer to look on the good side of things here. We're back in 12 minutes. Pensacola Right Now.